You're listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Good morning and welcome to Wellness Wednesday. I'm your host, Alyssa Lachlan, and today I am going to be speaking with Charles J. Fuscillo, Jr., the President and CEO of the Alzheimer's Foundation of America. Welcome, Charles.
Hi, Ella. Welcome. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Thank you. So we're just going to get started with this interview. Can you first tell us a bit about your organization and some of the services that you provide?
Sure. We were founded 20 years ago by a caregiver who in the 80s and 90s was caring for his mom and really had no place to turn to for any guidance, counseling, and support. And when his mom passed away, he thought long and hard, what can I do to ensure that nobody goes on this journey alone? And they have some place to turn to for support, and that's why the Alzheimer's Foundation of America, AFA, was founded, to ensure that no family, caregiving, or somebody living with this disease goes on the journey alone, and they have the support that's necessary.
Thank you. So what is the prevalence of Alzheimer's both nationally and locally?
So more than 5.8 million people throughout the country are currently living with Alzheimer's disease, and in your state, more than 12,500 people in Alaska are living with Alzheimer's disease. And if you use a multiplier of 3 or 4 as a caregiving team, you could see how prevalent it is and how widespread it is throughout your state.
Yeah, definitely. That seems like a pretty staggering number. Do you know whether the numbers are growing?
Yeah, they are, and they're expected to triple by 2050 or 2060. So that's why services are so critically important. Education about Alzheimer's disease, brain health and wellness. But what's critically important, Ella, is that they have a place to turn to. And the Alzheimer's Foundation of America has a helpline staffed by licensed social workers that are dementia-specifically trained 7 days a week. And that's a toll-free number. It's 866-232-8484.
Thanks. I'll remember to write that down. So 866
232-8484. That's the helpline. That's the AFA helpline.
Great. Thank you. And now I kind of want to talk about one of the other services that you provide. You have a national memory screening program. So what go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to ask what that entails and how that is beneficial for people.
So we believe that it's critically important for everybody to have a checkup from the neck up. You know, you go to your primary care physician every single year, and you have certain tests. This is the same as any routine test that you would have taken. It's a series of questions to test your thinking, your memory, and cognitive skills. It takes about 10 to 15 minutes. It's confidential. It's between yourself and a professionally trained staff member here at the Alzheimer's Foundation of America. We're currently accepting appointments every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and all you need to do is call the office at AFA.
Great. Thank you so much. Now, we're in the middle of a pandemic, I'm sure, as everyone is aware, and that can make things very difficult for a lot of people. How has COVID affected the lives of people with Alzheimer's?
You know, the pandemic has certainly heightened the emotional and physical stress of a caregiver. Individuals living with Alzheimer's disease have experienced isolation and loneliness with stay-at-home orders and lacks of visitation. So one of the things we've done here at AFA is we hold every single day virtual therapeutic programs because we you could find the events of these programs by going to our website, which is ALZFDN.org, and just go on the events calendar, the tab, and go to the teal room. Teal is our Alzheimer's awareness color, and every single day we have an interactive therapeutic program.
That sounds like a really cool program. So this is definitely something that you've had to change due to COVID. Are there any other ways that your organization has changed to kind of accommodate pandemic guidelines?
So we have changed the playbook of how we do business since March 17th of last year, actually St. Paddy's Day. We've gone remote. We're back in the office now providing our services, but most of our programs are all therapeutic. They're all virtual. Our conferences, because of the restrictions of travel, are all virtual as well. We've increased our support groups, and we've increased the time of and days of the helpline. You know, we want to make sure that we're there when somebody needs to talk to a licensed social worker, but we also want to keep people active during this pandemic and educate them about Alzheimer's disease through our conferences.
Great. So moving on to the conference, I know that it is called the National Educating America Tour, and Alaska is the first stop of your tour. Can you just tell us about what we can expect from your national conference?
So first and foremost, we wish we were able to travel to Alaska from New York because we know it's a beautiful state, but the pandemic has forced us to have travel restrictions. It's a free virtual Alzheimer's education conference for Alaskans on Thursday, February 25th from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., and it is part of our 2021 National Educating America Tour. And the conference, which is free, is open to everyone. Individuals will learn from and ask questions of health experts, caregivers, and legal experts as well, all relating to Alzheimer's disease.
Thank you. And what are some of the things that attendees will be able to get out of the conference?
So Amber Smith is our first speaker. She's a doctor, educational specialist from the Alzheimer's Resource of Alaska. She's going to give a complete overview of the Alzheimer's disease, the progression, what's happening with research throughout the country as well. The second speaker is the topic is legal planning for peace of mind. Alona Bessier is the chair of the Elder Law section of the Alaska Bar Association, and she's going to talk about legal planning, which is so critically important, developing a long-term care plan. It's something individuals don't want to talk about, but it's necessary to talk about. And the last workshop is deciding for one who cannot, and that's Gary Powell, who is the executive director of the Caregiving Foundation, and he's going to discuss how and when to make decisions for somebody who's unable to make those decisions for themselves.
Thank you. Those all sound like really great resources that people can take advantage of. How can people register for this conference?
So all you need to do is go to our website, which is alzfdn.org. Go to the events calendar, just hit the tab, and you'll see the AFA Educating America Tour. You click on that, and it goes to the 2021 tour stops. Just click on February 25th, Alaska, and you'll be able to register there, and then you'll get a link for February 25th. And we're very excited about this conference. This is how we're kicking off. We have 16 planned this year, but we're kicking it off in your state.
Great. That makes us feel very special. Thank you so much. If any families are impacted by Alzheimer's and have any questions or concerns, how can they contact the Alzheimer's Foundation of America?
All they need to do is call our office and speak to a licensed social worker that's dementia-specifically trained. Call the helpline. It's confidential. It's free. And the number is 866-232-8484. Or you can have a web chat by visiting our website, which is alzfdn.org. On the right-hand corner is a blue and white icon, and it gives us the opportunity to speak in more than 90 different languages.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. I'll make sure to put all of this information in the show notes. That's all the questions that I had for you. Is there anything else you'd like to cover today?
No, Ella, I think we covered everything. I really appreciate this. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you. All right. So thank you very much to Charles Fischillo, Jr. and the Alzheimer's Foundation of America for joining us today. The number that you can call the National Helpline is 866-232-8484, or you can visit them at alzfdn.org, and there will be a lot of information there for you. Again, all of the resources and contact information that we covered today in our interview will be available on our website. You can just visit us at kyuk.org, navigate to the Programs tab, and click on Wellness Wednesday. Stay tuned for another special episode of Wellness Wednesday on the importance of physical activity and getting outside during the winter, coming up right here on Wellness Wednesday. A show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Catch us every Wednesday at 10 a.m. right here
on KYUK.